Manhattan DA Cy Vance is under attack by those who think he blew the chance to prosecute President Trump's children and Harvey Weinstein. WNYC's Beth Fertig looks at why these cases have triggered such a reaction.
As a public defender in Manhattan, Zora Emmed wasn't surprised when she heard the Manhattan DA declined to prosecute studio executive Harvey Weinstein back in 2015 for allegedly groping a model. But she says she was disappointed.
To me, it just highlighted this tale of two justice systems.
Two systems, because Emmett says she's seen defendants who aren't rich or powerful get arrested for groping people on subways, especially men of color.
And I thought about many of my clients where there is no confession, as there was in the Harvey Weinstein case, and they were still very aggressively prosecuted. Their lives were ruined on even thinner evidence and even less culpability.
Emmett is with a group called Five Borough Defenders that's now calling for DA Vance to resign. She says they're not just upset about the Trump and Weinstein cases. They're worried that Vance isn't serious enough about reforming the criminal justice system to make it less punitive for everyone.
Manhattan has the highest felony filing rate, has the highest conviction rates, has the most detainees at Rikers. And so that suggests to us that in comparison to the other four boroughs, it is more punitive and seeks incarceration more often than others.
Okay, those are a lot of claims. And not surprisingly, Vance's office disputes them. Let's take Rikers. Vance's spokeswoman Joan Valero claims Emmett is pointing to inflated data from Manhattan because it also includes the Special Narcotics Prosecutor's Office. That's a separate division, and it handles cases in all five boroughs. It's true that Manhattan has the highest rate of felony convictions, but more people are arrested there than any other borough except Brooklyn. Valero declined to be interviewed on tape, but she said there's ample evidence that Vance is a progressive. He recently announced he'd stop prosecuting turnstile jumpers, and he dedicated funds to a program that can keep more people out of jail before their trials by putting them under supervised release. So what's the verdict on Vance?
I would want to see a good bit of systematic study. And more than, what comes out because of a decision not to prosecute Harvey Weinstein.
That's Professor James Jacobs of NYU Law School. He's written extensively about criminal justice, and he says it's easy to go after Vance because he's in the headlines and because of what's going on with criminal justice reform.
There's a tremendous bandwagon now against mass incarceration and to decarcerate. That's like a drumbeat. And we hear that all the time from academics, certainly, and from advocacy groups.
But those advocacy groups say scrutinizing the Manhattan DA presents an opportunity to keep talking about who's prosecuted and who's not, especially since Vance has no opponents on the ballot in next month's election. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.